Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey there and welcome to Tech Stuff. My name is Jonathan Strickland. I happen to be an executive producer with HowStuffWorks and iHeartRadio. And today, it's time to look at another classic episode of Tech Stuff. Yeah, the show's been going since 2008 with more than 1,000 episodes, and I'm pretty sure most of you haven't heard all of them. So this one was originally published on February 15th, 2012. It is called Tech Stuff Plays with Plasma. And Chris Paulette and I end up talking about plasma and how it works in technological applications. Enjoy.
Courtesy of a little Facebook feedback.
Yippee!
And this comes to us from our friend Basu, who says, "Hey, Jonathan, are plasma ray guns possible? I'm waiting for the next podcast on this." Well, here's our next podcast on plasma ray guns. But before we get into the idea of weaponizing plasma, let's talk a bit about what plasma is and maybe some common, or at least more realistic applications for plasma that we use today.
Okay.
So, So plasma, it is the fourth state of matter.
Yeah, it's funny to me because growing up, perhaps my school system was narrow-minded, although I don't think so. We learned about solids, liquids, and gases.
Yep, those were the three states of matter.
Yeah.
And that's all there were.
Yeah.
And the Brontosaurus was a dinosaur.
Exactly. No, it's probably because, I would guess it's probably more because growing up, plasma is a little hard to grasp.
I figured out. Yes, because if
I can't get my hands on it,
it hurts. The way I figure the best explanation would be look at it from the stance of molecular movement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with solids, the solids are made up of molecules, and those molecules don't move a lot. they are moving. So even in that granite table that you might see, that the molecules within that granite table are actually in motion. They're just not moving a lot.
You can take it for granted that they'll stay put.
Yes. And then in liquids, you have a little more molecular movement, and the actual composition of the matter, it acts differently, right? So ice is a solid, water is a liquid. And then if you add more energy into the system and you create more molecular movement, you can make that liquid turn into a gas. And in a gas, you've got a lot more molecular movement. The molecules aren't as packed closely, as close together as they would be in a liquid or in a solid. And that's when you've got the gas form. Well, plasma is the next step. It's when you've added even more energy into that element. And this also tends to strip away electrons, ionizing that gas. So you've got free electrons flowing through the gas. That, an ionized gas, that is plasma. So in a way, you could think of plasma as sort of a subset of gas, but it's really its own thing because it's an ionized gas.
Jonathan, it strips away electrons. Are you sure?
Well, it pushes electrons way out into the outer shells.
I was going for the joke there.
Yeah.
They lose electrons, are you sure?
I'm positive.
There we go.
Okay. No, the reason why I said that is because literally this week, Phil Plait, the bad astronomer, wrote a post about ionizing atmosphere conditions and how that creates or the auroras. So the aurora borealis and the aurora australis. And he had written about how it strips electrons away from oxygen and then later corrected himself saying, all right, technically that is not correct. What really happens is that the electrons are pushed to the further energy shells around the nucleus of the atom. And when the electrons come back down to their natural energy shell, photons are released and that's the aurora. So that's why I wanted to not do the I'm positive joke right off the bat.
Okay. You can tell we sort of prepare, but we don't rehearse.
Yes.
It's funny too that we think about plasma as being the fourth state of matter. In a way, it's kind of strange because, plasma is far more prevalent in our universe.
The most plentiful state of matter. 99% of all matter in the universe, anything that's not dark matter, whether or not that exists is a totally different subject. I was going to say matter, but that's really too many matters. But yes, of all the matter that we have observed, plasma makes up 99% of it. And you might think, well, that's weird because everything I encounter tends to be either a solid, a liquid, or a gas. I very rarely encounter plasma. Well, that's because you don't live on the sun.
I have encountered a couple people who have encountered plasma firsthand.
Sure.
More than once, because they have been hit by lightning.
Yes, and that's what I was saying with my quote at the beginning of this show. Lightning is something that can create plasma. It's one of the ways that we can find naturally occurring plasma on Earth. The plasma does not last very long, but we'll get into that in a second.
And I would avoid coming into contact with plasma as often as possible.
Now, there are other plasmas that we encounter. Any sort of ionized gas is a plasma. And there are some that are considered cold plasmas. And by cold, we're talking in terms of relativity here, right? You know, it's colder than, say, the plasma you would find shooting out of the sun.
And then there's blood plasma.
Right, which is totally different.
Totally
not
different.
The same stuff.
No, so, but, plasma.
But like a neon sign.
Right.
That's an ionized gas within it. The neon is ionized within that sign. That technically is a plasma. It's just not the same, quite the same thing as what we would find, say, a plasma cutter, which is kind of what I wanted to talk about. Because plasma cutter, that's something it's a tool that we use that can cut through really sturdy, thick sheets of metal. And it's really impressive if you ever see one of these in action, because you might look at a sheet of metal and you think, how the heck are you supposed to shape this so that you can use it in various applications, like building airplanes? In fact, building airplanes is kind of where the idea for plasma cutters came into play.
Yes, that's true. And plasma cutters not only cut through metal, they do it like butter.
Yeah, like butter. I'll give you a topic.
Plasma cutters are really, if you'll pardon my, again, oversimplification, really, really fancy, because not only are they cutting, they're cutting very precisely.
Yes.
And, they tend to, basically, the way they cut through it, they do it at a temperature so hot that it seals off the metal and prevents corrosion.
Yes, yeah.
Again, that's an oversimplification. Let's get into what's really going on here.
Sure. So back during World War II, there was a demand for building aircraft.
Very, very, very quickly.
Yes, and that's kind of a problem because aircraft are very complex, very large devices. So that meant that, you know, you had to find a new way to go into mass production. And so there were different experiments being done about new means of welding materials together. And some folks discovered that if they used a gas, an inert gas, fed through an electric arc, so they create an electric arc between a couple of electrodes and they shoot gas through that arc, that they could create a very effective welding tool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so that was sort of the basis of the plasma cutter. Now, this was not used to cut. This was used to weld.
Yes.
So welding different sheets of metal together.
Like arc welding, for
example. Yes, exactly. So, but that started the foundation. What happened was in the 1960s, some engineers figured out that they could actually increase the temperatures of this plasma by speeding up the flow of gas and by controlling the diameter of the nozzle. So if they decrease the diameter, they're making it, you know, narrower.
Yes.
And they're increasing the flow of gas and they're pushing it through this electrode. It would actually increase the temperature quite a few orders of magnitude.
Yes.
And this is where the idea of using this to cut through metals started to come into play. And technically, the typical plasma cutter uses the sheet of metal that it's cutting as part of a circuit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
So you got to think about the parts of a plasma cutter. You've got an electrode inside of it. That's what's providing the charge.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the cutting gas that is inside of it. This is the inert gas that's going to be passed through this electric charge and superheated to plasma. And then you've got a controlling gas that's around that actually is used to help concentrate the flow of the cutting gas. So you've got the nozzle that's helping concentrate the flow, and then you've got a second gas that's also sort of pushing against that cutting gas, keeping it nice and tight.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you put the plasma cutter against the piece of metal, then that creates a circuit. The shock from, or the charge from the electrode goes to the metal. The metal has sort of a positive charge to it. And we know that the negative wants to go to positive. So the electricity hits the metal. The gas flowing through the nozzle is ionized, mm-hmm. becomes plasma, and superheats and actually turns metal into molten material at the blink of an eye. And that's when you can just start cutting through it like it was, as Chris said, butter.
Yep, yep. Well, when you're reaching temperatures of 30,000 degrees Fahrenheit, that's 16,649 degrees Celsius.
Yep.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, and when we're talking about increasing the flow of the gas, we're talking this gas is flowing at a rate of around 20,000 feet per second. Do you know how many meters per second that is?
I don't know. Counting on my fingers, about 6,096.
Someone's been reading HowStuffWorks.com.
It's an excellent article.
We do have an article on how plasma cutters work at HowStuffWorks.com, which is, it's a good thing to read about. And if any of this sounds familiar to you guys, then you've been listening to Tech Stuff for a really long time, because we did do an episode ages ago about plasma waste converters.
Yes.
And what a plasma waste converter is, it's a really cool application of this technology. It's essentially using a device similar to a plasma cutter, a plasma torch,
mm-hmm.
to create this incredibly super hot ionized gas in order to liquefy or gasify trash.
Mm-hmm.
So depending upon what the trash is made out of, it will either turn into a gas because, you know, once the plasma is applied to it, or it will liquefy. So essentially carbon-based elements, anything that's carbon-based within the trash is going to gasify, and everything else liquefies. And you can use that gas, depending on what you're producing, you can actually use that gas as fuel, and the liquefied stuff, once it cools, turns into stuff that looks kind of like obsidian. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have a sample of that, because when I did the article, I visited a engineer at Georgia Tech who gave me a sample of this solidified waste, which looked like it was a volcano rock, which essentially is what it is, kind of. So anyway, that's another interesting use of plasma technology.
Chris and I will continue our discussion about plasma in just a moment, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. Running a business is no cakewalk. There is a ton to keep track of. Employees to keep happy, spending to control, travel to plan, and on top of it all, nobody knows exactly what the future holds. Your finance team always has to be ready to change. But with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is, experience. And you can finally say goodbye to the costly mistakes and risks that come from manual work and spreadsheets. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Now let's kind of talk a little bit about the concept of plasma weapons.
Okay.
So we had our listeners specifically asked us, like, are plasma ray guns possible? In a word, no, at least not with today's technology. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of different reasons for this. One of those is that plasma, if you were to generate plasma at a temperature that would be considered weaponized, so we're talking about, you know, hot plasma, mm-hmm. You have the problem of heat dispersing too quickly, so the ionized gas would lose a lot of energy as soon as it leaves wherever you're generating it.
Yeah.
Right? So at the point of generation, it's going to be very, very hot. So if I were point blank right up against you and I pushed a weapon against you and I pulled the trigger, then yeah, you're going to get cut in half.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have a hole drilled through you, essentially. But if you're, you know, 20 feet away, this ionized gas is going to be losing energy at a very fast rate. And as it loses energy, it's going to revert back to a regular gas. And you can't really, get it to travel very far, and it also disperses. So if you were to have this ionized gas come out of the end of a ray gun, it's not going to be a ray or a beam, right? It's not going to move forward in a concentrated beam. It's going to disperse outward. It's going to bloom.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, you also don't really have much of a weapon, because the further away the person is, it's just like a shotgun in a way. You know, a shotgun shoots shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that shot spreads as it goes out. So the further away someone is, the less concentrated the impact will be. Right?
Right.
So same sort of thing, except even on a bigger scale, because we're talking about individual atoms here, not just shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another problem. And there are various ways of getting around this. If you had a gun that somehow could create an electrical charge all the way down to wherever your target is, it could ionize the gas immediately around the electrode.
Mm-hmm.
But in that case, you're talking about some sort of super-powered taser.
Yeah. Now, if you'll remember, if you think of it as the plasma cutter, you'll remember that in our discussion on how it worked just a moment ago, Jonathan was pointing out that the metal that's being cut requires is basically charged. It's
yeah.
It becomes part of the circuit.
Yes.
So if you were shooting at something 500 feet away, for example,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be very difficult. I mean, you can't.
You have no circuit.
You can't. You don't have a circuit. Also, you'll remember that Jonathan was talking about the gas that's on the outside of the pressurized gas that is used to cut. That's controlling the cutting
yeah.
of the plasma cutter. Without that, it's exactly what Jonathan says. You don't have a real way to control it. Now you might say, well, what about lightning? Well, lightning, it forks. It's not controlled.
Yeah.
So yes, lightning can travel a long distance, but it also, it's a charge. We know that the ground and the clouds are charged differently.
Yeah. It's essentially a circuit. It's a circuit that only lasts a moment, but
yeah.
You know, it's not. So if you somehow arranged it so that everyone on the enemy side wore a particular suit that
could wear positively charged clothing, please,
right, so that I could use this negatively charged electrode to create a circuit between me and you, then I can vaporize you. That would be great.
Hmm.
So yeah, it's a little tricky. Yeah, there are a lot of other issues with this, but that's not the only way to weaponize plasma.
Mm-hmm.
That's if you were to have a gun like in the Halo universe. In the Halo universe, the aliens have plasma weapons,
mm-hmm.
and they shoot these kind of blobs of energy, which, you know, essentially it's like blobs of superheated gas,
mm-hmm.
and they travel as if it were a solid projectile. And
so like little sunlets.
Yeah, these little energy weapons that can do massive amounts of damage, particularly to your shields. They're
mm-hmm.
great against shields. So, yeah, supercharge your plasma pistol and then immediately switch to your regular pistol. It's a great way of – anyway. So that's just not viable right now.
Mm-hmm.
The equipment we would need to create plasma is much larger than what you could have in a handheld gun, and you just wouldn't have those results. But that's not the only way. There are other ways. Like, there's an example. There's a weapon that's been worked on by the U.S. government over the last few years called a pulsed energy projectile weapon, or PEP.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this creates it uses a very high-powered laser-style weapon. So it's not a plasma weapon at its source, right? It's just it's just firing off energy. It's an energy weapon. And the idea is that when the energy contacts something solid, then it creates a plasma. It actually excites the material that it contacts with, and that's what creates the plasma. So the plasma is not contained within the weapon, and it generates as soon as the ray hits something solid. And then at that point, what happens is the plasma that's generated quickly starts to expand because the energy from the ray is continuing to hit it, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that expanding plasma creates an electromagnetic pulse. And this pulse is geared to kind of short-circuit our pain receptors. And the idea is that this weapon would either paralyze you, it would just make all, you know, your muscles contract, kind of like a massive taser, or it would paralyze you with pain. You would feel so much pain, you would be incapable of doing anything else. This is the pain ray that people have talked about.
Right.
And there's a lot of concern in the international community that such a device would be used not to stop a riot, but rather as a device of torture to really torture a person if you were trying to interrogate them. And of course, the whole torture thing has its own issues beyond just the technical. But that is a way that people are weaponizing plasma. It's just not using plasma as a direct weapon. It's just part of the weapon.
We have a few more points to make about plasma before it's all said and done. But before we get to that, let's take another quick break to thank our sponsor. Running a business is no cakewalk. There is a ton to keep track of. Employees to keep happy, spending to control, travel to plan, and on top of it all, nobody knows exactly what the future holds. Your finance team always has to be ready to change. But with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices. And that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is, experience. And you can finally say goodbye to the costly mistakes and risks that come from manual work and spreadsheets. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Running a business is no cakewalk. There is a ton to keep track of. Employees to keep happy, spending to control, travel to plan, and on top of it all, nobody knows exactly what the future holds. Your finance team always has to be ready to change. But with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is, experience. And you can finally say goodbye to the costly mistakes and risks that come from manual work and spreadsheets. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's C-O-N-C-U-R.com. Working remotely,
Where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
There are ideas of creating plasma to act as an antenna because they can be much more efficient than metal antennas, and or even use them in anti-missile systems, where the idea would be that if you had missiles coming in, you could fire beams up into the upper atmosphere, ionize part of the upper atmosphere so that when missiles were passing through them, they would detonate and not land and hit you. So those are ways of weaponizing plasma that's not quite the same as having a cool ray gun, you know, your Q-35 space modulator or whatever it's called. I'm sure someone's going to write in and say, no, it was a Q-32 space modulator. Sorry.
That was the obsolete version, I thought.
I've upgraded.
Yeah. It's also hard to imagine something that shot plasma that would, you know, stop at a certain person. So
yeah,
it would shoot through schools, it would seem.
Right.
Yeah, no, really.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, if it were really a superheated gas, I mean, if you were to find some way to control it so that it maintained its integrity and could travel vast distances, then what would stop it from shooting through whatever it was you hit and then moving on? I mean, it would lose energy every time it contacted something.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about superheated, if you're talking about temperatures that rival the temperature of the sun, it's going to take a while for that to lose enough energy for it to, if you could keep it concentrated like that, it would take a while for it to lose enough energy for it to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Which just reminds me of the documentary Real Genius, where they fire off the laser and it goes all the way through the entire laboratory and shoots through the head of a statue on the quad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that's the basis for the whole idea about plasma weapons. I think I'm not going to go so far as to say they're impossible.
No.
It's just that with today's technology, they are not really possible. And it may be that they could be possible, but not practical.
Yeah.
It may very well be that by the time we could create a plasma weapon, something even scarier is out there. So, it'll be interesting to see if there are further developments in attempting to weaponize plasma technology. But really, when it comes down to it, it's very useful tech for things in manufacturing and like I said, waste management, or potentially in waste management. There are very few plasma waste converter facilities out there. There are only a couple in the United States, and there are a few in Japan, and that's about it. But yeah. But they have the potential to really change the way we deal with waste. I mean, they could actually help reduce landfills, because most of them have capacity so great that they would be able to serve not just the community on a daily basis, but also take garbage that has already been dumped in the landfill and start using that as well. So every day it would be using a little bit more of the landfill, as well as taking care of all the daily trash that was generated by the population, plus possibly creating energy as a result through using fuel. You know, it's an attractive prospect.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
It also requires quite a bit of an initial investment. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is going to be a short episode. So, hey, guys, you're welcome.
I hope you guys enjoyed that episode about plasma. It's always fun to revisit these old topics that Chris and I did back when we were young and naive and only had a vague notion of what podcasting was all about, whereas now I have a slightly less vague notion. If you guys have any suggestions for future episodes of Tech Stuff, please, please write to me and let me know what those might be. The address for the show is techstuff@howstuffworks.com, or drop on by our website. That's techstuffpodcast.com. You're going to find other ways to contact the show, plus information about the show and a link to our merchandise store over at tpublic.com/techstuff. Every purchase over at our merchandise store goes to help the show, and we greatly appreciate it. And I'll talk to you again really soon.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is, experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.